Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick on a very, very sunny day. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about how you too can stop O-Days. It's been a real busy month, doing a lot of different conferences and going to a lot of different client sites, taking care of things. And of course, yesterday and today, interviewing 40 people. Started out 300. Now we're down to 2 days of 40 trying to get my academy team. So my voice is like, blah, blah, blah. and I miss a lot of the news. So you may have missed this news as well. If you did, here you go. Image Magic has a vulnerability. And that vulnerability allows you to execute code on your server. This is known as Image Tragic. Now here's the key tip, and I'm going to circle back to this at the end. But look at these vulnerabilities not as a way to patch, but rather as a way to layer your defenses against the path that the attacker would take, thereby getting ahead and being proactive. So here's what Image Magic is. Image Magic is a library. This library is open and accessible to a number of languages, like Ruby, PHP, of course, Node.js, which surprised me, and a number of others. So what Image Magic does is it allows for image processing, right? Loading images, uploading images, what have you. Every single input, as we know, every single input is a potential attack vector. And with an Image Magic, the input being the file name, the attack vector being to put in a maliciously encoded file name, which then causes Image Magic to execute that command, right? That encoded command, decode it, and execute it as opposed to uploading the image. This is known as Image Tragic, as I mentioned. And the demo is running wget to pull down another file into the web server. So now your application is running commands utilizing that image process space that the attacker is sending it. Kind of neat. With wget, of course, downloading a file, that's to download a backdoor, like a PHP backdoor or something, that will allow further compromise. So here's the thing, though. We talk about how every input is a vulnerability. Perfect example. We talk about knowing how our software stack is put together in doing software composition analysis, not just static code analysis, because each library introduces a vulnerability. Perfect example. What we don't often talk about is, what do we do for true defense in depth about these things? If you look at the example of running commands within that application space. If instead of saying, oh, there's Image Tragic, we're gonna deploy the patch and then we're gonna be safe. Let's take a moment to look at our application and say, oh, people could run commands as our app. What other mitigating controls do we have in place? For example, running the app as a limited user, right? So that you can't do a lot number of commands at all. For example, not letting the web server talk back out over the internet. This was one of my favorite commands back in the day when I maintained web farms. Why should the server be able to run wget? It should be blocked. It should be a one-way data diode that allows traffic in, but the server can't talk out. For example, strong ACLs. For example, monitoring on every one of the controls I just mentioned, feeding back to the SOC. Every one of those examples is along the path the attacker would take to compromise your server, regardless of its Image Tragic or any other vulnerability. By putting those types of controls in place, anytime there is a vulnerability that allows remote code execution, you'll have protection. You have basically created a protection for zero-day, right, exploits. So I would urge you, when these exploits hit, don't just patch. Patch! Don't just patch. And don't wait 2 weeks because you're running around at conferences and everything else to look at this stuff. Don't just patch. Don't wait. But also think about it in terms of a holistic strategy for your controls such that when the next vuln hits, you're one step ahead. Have yourself a great weekend.